Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Boy, we got an awful, awful lot of stuff to get into here with Michael Irvin. Thank you for joining us as always, man. Good to catch up with you. What an insane week 15 we have had so far.
Yeah, it was a great week, week 15. We had three games that ended with touchdowns, like walk-off touchdowns. And two of them were defensive games. It was an incredible week. But I still can't believe my Cowboys lost to the Jags. That's all I'm saying.
So Ray and I were talking about, what if we only asked you Trevor Lawrence questions the entire interview? Like, don't you like his hair? Don't you think those are cool uniforms? Don't you? But we're not going to do that to you, man. The holidays are coming. But so what do you make, though, of the Cowboys losing in the fashion that they did to, let's face it, you know, not the best Jacksonville
team.
Yeah, an awful team. Following up what was nearly a disastrous loss to the Houston Texans, why are the Cowboys trending in the wrong direction at the worst time for them to be doing that, in your opinion?
Well, first of all, the Houston Texans, I think we underestimate just how good they are. You see what they did with the Kansas City Chiefs. They took them to overtime also. So, you know, kudos to Lovie for having those guys play like they're playing. But the Cowboys, it feels like, I felt like they were overlooking, you know what I'm saying, overlooking the Jags, thinking about that big game against the Philadelphia Eagles this Saturday and not focusing on this business at hand. And you know, let me tell you, you have this kind of defense that the Cowboys have had, and you only have one sack in the last two games. That's falling short of what you're supposed to be. And especially since Anthony Brown has gone out on one corner, and you have the young guy over at corner that's just, I mean, he's giving up too many plays. It's just the reality.
You know, the weekend isn't over until Monday Night Football wraps up, obviously, but it's been kind of an interesting week that started with the 49ers looking very impressive with Brock Purdy on the road, getting it done up in Seattle. And obviously Seattle's going in the wrong direction. But with the 49ers continuing to stay on their pace, even on a third string quarterback, with the development of Jalen Hurts' shoulder injury, which we're still trying to understand the severity of that, and I know the Eagles got to be very, very worried, with the fact that the Dallas Cowboys are going in the wrong direction right now, Michael, and with the fact that even though the Minnesota Vikings did just cap off the biggest comeback in NFL history, the clown show that put them in that situation was bad enough for me to ask you the question, are the 49ers, in your mind, like officially the team to beat in the NFC now, since we got a question mark dangling over the Eagles for the first time all year?
Well, I don't know if it's the first time all year, because the Eagles went to a little spat where they, you know what I'm saying, had a lot of turnovers and had some struggles, and they bounced back from that, but we saw some of the issues again this week. And I say to you, yes, right now, if you say right now who's playing the best ball in the NFC, you would have to say the 49ers after what they did to Tampa, after what they just did. You know what I'm saying? It was an incredible game. Let's just stop playing. That was an incredible game for Purdy. It was an incredible game for him, you know what I'm saying, to beat Tom Brady and get that position and do all of those things. Look at how great they look right now. So, yes, I would have to say right now, I would say they are the number one team in the NFC. And on the AFC side, I'm still going with the Cincinnati Bengals. Not the Kansas City Chiefs, not the Buffalo Bills, yeah, but the Cincinnati Bengals.
Wow. Then the Bengals just beat Tom Brady this week. I mean, two weeks ago. Yeah, there was Brady.
I never felt as many years as I watched Cincinnati. I've always said, oh, they'll fall apart. They're not going to win this game. They'll fall apart. I never thought that the whole while during that game, and they were down to Tom Brady and Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I said, they will come back and win this game. Cincinnati has changed that narrative. You know what I'm saying? Your boy Joe Burrow talked about it. They said they're going to change the narrative, and they really have. I watched that team and said, I believe this team will come back, and they did win the game.
Given the fact, though, that they won the game in large part because a team quarterbacked by Tom Brady turned the ball over on five consecutive possessions, does it make you start to wonder how much more tread is on the Brady tire, whether maybe this might not be it because he's losing it, or is he just on a bad team?
Well, it's a great question, and it's a complex question. The reality is, I don't think that Brady has lost it and can't play, but I do think that he has lost what makes him great with this team. Think about this, right? They had issues right up the middle of the offensive line. You know what I'm saying? And then they've had issues with that receiver that becomes Brady's security blanket, the Gronkowski, the Julian Edelman, the Wes Welkers, all of that middle of the field. We're watching Tom Brady play outside football. In his whole career, he's played inside football, inside out. Now he's playing outside in with Mike Evans, and it's just not his game. He looks bad doing it.
Michael, going into the anatomy of giving up a 33-0 lead at halftime, where do you think it started going wrong for the Colts? Was it the hiring of Jeff Saturday, the injury to Jonathan Taylor? I mean, that's not supposed to happen. I mean, 1,548-1-1 is the historical NFL record for teams that carried a 30-point lead in a professional football game. That was spectacular and glorious and inglorious all at the same time. Where do you think it went wrong for the Colts?
And for me, who's been talking about Kirk Cousins and all, you know what I'm saying, with what they did, the comeback that they did, it was insane. It was incredible. You know, I love watching it. And this is what I thought I was thinking about. Like, because Patrick Mahomes has double-digit interceptions, so I was trying to get Kirk Cousins back in the conversation, you know, because what took him out is the interceptions. And I was like, wait, Patrick Mahomes has, you know, 11, 12 interceptions. Why is he still in the conversation? But you can clearly see what he does and what he means to that team when you watch the game and you see how he maneuvers and all the things that he has to do to get that team in position to win. You know what I mean? It's just a different dip. But I was so happy for Kirk Cousins, you know, and the kind of game that he had last week and bringing back the Vikings. That was insane. That Saturday, that whole treat of games, you know what I'm saying? Because I was in Minnesota at that game. That whole Saturday was an incredible Saturday. Well, maybe not that middle game, the Cleveland.
We're not even going to ask you about that one today.
maybe that was a different game. That Cleveland-Baltimore game was a different game.
You were talking about Mahomes' interceptions, and he does have 11. Josh Allen's got 11. Kirk Cousins has 11. Dak Prescott's got 11. Joe Burrow has 10, and they're among the league leaders. Do you think that offenses are now less concerned about throwing interceptions than they used to be? Because when the best guys have the highest numbers, Does it make you wonder if maybe offensive coordinators and head coaches aren't as concerned by that stat as they used to be?
People go crazy when they see interceptions. But you have to understand, it's not just the interceptions. It's where you threw the interceptions. When did you throw those interceptions? And the game has gone to the receivers. When I was playing, it was more the quarterback and the running back. You know what I'm saying? But now it's the quarterback and the receiver. That's why they're making 30, they'll be making 35 million pretty soon. Jamar Chase and all those guys are coming up. So that's where the game has gone. So, yes, you're going to put the ball in harm's way a little bit more. But as long as you don't make those crucial interceptions, all interceptions do not cost the same. Some are less, less painful. You're not in the red zone. It's not, it's not crucial time. It's not like what Dak did the other day when we're in overtime and you throw a pick six. Those are crucial interceptions. So, yeah, you don't want to throw them, but I do think they have less value than they did in the past.
The Raiders ended a game that, let's face it, when they're in a game and something like that happens, they're normally on the losing side of that, but they weren't. And it was the New England Patriots, a team that billed itself as the best prepared and smartest football team, thanks to the coach. No matter, even when Brady left, no one was talking about boneheaded plays the way that we're talking about one of the singular boneheaded plays I've ever seen. I'm running out of things to see for the first time, Michael. I've never seen a game end like that in my life. What did you think of the lateral interception returned for a touchdown?
Yeah, I felt so bad for Jacoby Myers. First of all, you're on a team where that's exactly what we've given Bill Belichick credit for always preparing his team to the T, to the last little letter. And to see that just highlights it, because it was his team. But as he said, he just kind of had what I call like a LeBrain fart. Now, listen, this is what I said. Why would you throw that ball back to Matt Jones? Now, if your quarterback was Justin Fields, if it was Justin Fields, you saw that run that Justin Fields made, you can throw that ball back to Justin Fields. You got a shot. I know you don't do that if the game is tied or if you're winning. You don't do that. But if it's Justin Fields with that incredible run he made, I was like, okay. You can try because he has a chance to win the game, but not Mac Jones. That was, and I feel bad for him. I don't know if he'll ever live that down. It's like when I told Leon Lett on Thanksgiving when he went and touched that football. I said, "Big fella, every Thanksgiving they'll be talking about you for the rest of your life." You know what I'm saying? I don't know if he'll ever live that down watching that kind of play.
But when you're looking at that play, I mean, it's obviously bizarre on bizarre. But as you're watching it, are you thinking about, oh, my God, what's Ramondre Stevenson thinking of? Oh, my God, what's Jacoby Myers thinking of? When two guys make plays that ill-advised, does it sort of become like a virus where the one guy does something really stupid and the second guy suddenly forgets the game situation and repeats the error? Is that how that works?
Well, let me first say this. Like, I'm not... As much down on Ramondre Stevenson, because really when he tossed that ball to Jacoby Myers, if Jacoby Myers tried to hit the sideline, that's what he was trying to think. Oh, okay, everybody's on me. You can hit the sideline maybe if I toss it to you and get going. So that first one was okay, but for him to turn around and start running the wrong way and then throw the ball back to the only guy in the NFL that Mac Jones is more athletic than is probably the guy he replaced, who was Tom Brady. So, and neither one of them will ever win Best Athlete Award. They're just not going to do it. So you see what I'm saying? So that's where that would be. I don't even blame Ramondre Stevenson, because I thought also that Myers could have just hit the sideline and just tried. If it was the worst and worst of a done, you go out of bounds and we go into overtime. But turning around and throwing that ball back there, that was a brain fart.
We saw the Miami Dolphins, Michael, drop a game in Buffalo. It was a good game. It didn't really look like temperature affected Miami because they were, you know, in control of an awful lot of that game. It's hardly like they laid down and died. But the Dolphins are obviously not going in the same direction that they were early on in the year. I bring up all of that to ask you this question. What is the coldest you've ever been on a football field?
Listen, you know, it was interesting when I was watching that game. I was thinking about when I played in a game like that. And you know what it was? It was that game I just talked about. It was the Thanksgiving Day game. It was the only game that I've ever played in snow like that. Snow. And it was against Miami. So when I was watching, I was like, oh, this is insane. But watching it and seeing how Miami performed, because I thought there's no way Miami can go to Buffalo, or there's no way Miami can go to Kansas City if they had to. There's no way Miami can go to Cincinnati if they had to. But I thought they proved, yes, we can if we had to. We can go and win that game. Let me tell you guys something. Seriously. Did you see when Waddle caught that damn football and took off? When he, you know what I'm saying? When he hit that next gear, I was like, oh, my God. That kind of speed was insane and incredible. And then Tyreek Hill down the sideline. They were like on like 25, 30-yard line. And he still got a five-yard lead on the defensive back. It's insane the kind of speed that Miami has. And if they can weather that weather, yeah, they'll be a dangerous team for anybody to play.
Hey, it's great to have you as part of our radio family. From our family to your family, for real, Merry Christmas, man. Thank you so much for joining us as always. And we got some really interesting 49ers football coming up. Three games to end the year. They've already secured their playoff spot in a home game. I mean, we don't know what their seed's going to be, but they're going to start at home, and that's really all they can ask for. Thank you for joining us as always, man. Merry Christmas to you. Seriously, it's always great to talk to you.
And Merry Christmas to you guys. And you guys have already had your Merry Christmas. You're on your third quarterback, and he looks like he looks. That's just absolutely insane. I told you when he came in the game, I had those Tom Brady vibes. Somebody asked me, what do you mean by that? I said, when a guy walks in a game in that kind of environment, you can even see on his face like he's saying, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm in this. Or he's saying, oh, my God, I can't believe they gave me this chance. I'll never let this go. And that's the kind of vibe I got with that kid. And he's done an incredible job. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to everybody, my brothers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories, that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.